Good morning, Rex. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I guess we'll start off with what your reaction was to Antonio's comments about Tom Brady.
I'm not real familiar with him, but maybe somebody can fill me in. I'm sure he's... go ahead and somebody fill me in.
they might have to beat me out if I do that, though.
He called Brady an asshole?
Yeah.
All right, well... All right, well, first off, in this country you're allowed to have opinions and all that kind of stuff, and obviously, as an organization, we respect Tom Brady, there's no question about it, but, hey, is there dislike between us and Brady against the Jets and all that? Of course there is, But am I going to, punish Cromartie for saying something or whatever? No. I mean, that's, I know one thing. We respect New England, but we don't fear them. And, a comment like that is just, it's just the fact that they're the enemy as we look at them this week.
In your opinion, though, isn't that maybe crossing the line from just fun trash talk?
Well, I don't think, realistically, I'm sure that's basically what it was. It was probably just a comment that he's, that he made, and that's, trust me. They're saying a lot worse about me and others here. Maybe it just wasn't printed.
Coach, do you feel that maybe your players sort of follow your lead, though, and that maybe you kind of incited?
Yeah, of course. No, I think that maybe they do follow my lead in the fact that we can say what's on our mind or whatever. I don't say that, hey, we whatever we do, don't say this or don't say that. We're a transparent organization. We let our guys speak, and we don't try to tell them what to say or what not to say.
Rex, is there a risk involved in that, though? Is that as you lead up to the game, it makes for great sound bites. It maybe fosters a little interest in the game. If you guys don't win the game, how do you look after all that?
Well, we're going to be watching somebody else play, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, you either win or you don't. In this league, if you don't win, it's over. Your season's over. So. To think that a comment here or there is going to incite them to play at a greater level or something like that, then I don't believe that's true. I mean, we're both fighting for the same thing. Both teams want to go to the Super Bowl. Both teams want to win the Super Bowl. And you either win and go on, or you lose and you're done, and you're watching the other team play. And that's as simple as that. So it doesn't matter what would come out of New England's locker room or anybody else's locker room, because you can't be more motivated than we are. You can't be more motivated than New England is.
Coach, I just have to ask. You say you respect New England and Tom Brady, but are those the kind of comments that show respect?
Well, I mean, again, we're not apologizing for anything. Did we vote them to be the starting quarterback in the Pro Bowl? Yes, we did. We vote him to win the NFL Player of the Year? Yeah, we did. So there's plenty of respect, but, we don't have to, be all lovey-dovey and say that, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. We have a right to our opinion, and, a comment like that is, it's no big deal. But, It's guy makes a comment, big deal.
On a different topic, Rex, in the last game, in the December game, I don't think Brady targeted Revis once. Do you expect him to go after him at all, or do you expect Revis to be bored and lonely again?
Well, you visit Revis Island, it's probably not, the success rate, going to that island's probably not real good. And Brady knows that. He doesn't need to he can look at a different matchup that he probably likes better than that matchup. And that's with any receiver in the league. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime type corner, and that's a fact. You know, he is, in my opinion, the best corner in football. It's not even close, and, you know, you don't necessarily need to, you know, I don't think it's smart business to target him.
Are you worried about what they can do to you in the middle of the field with their tight ends and their slot receivers?
I'm not worried about anything. I'm concerned, but I'm not worried. I mean, they've clearly got a ton of weapons. They torched us last time they played us. You know, there's many ways. You know, it's not like they just have Wes Welker or they just have Branch or they just have, you know, one tight end. They got a whole, you know, a whole slew of weapons, you know, Brady uses every one of them. He's going to throw it to the open guy, and you know, that's what you have to be concerned with.
Might you approach it differently this time on how to attack them in the middle of the field?
Well, I'm going to approach it the exact same, but that's obviously not the truth. We got points, so I think we need to change a little bit. I don't know if we want to use that same game plan, but you know. Clearly, we'll do different things, just like they'll do different things, and you know, hopefully, we'll have a different outcome.
Rex, some of the stuff came out. I mean, I guess Bart Scott's comments were a little bit different than Crow's, but comments came out that, you know, he kind of, I guess, gave a radio host an idea of what you guys did wrong and what you need to do better this time around. And obviously, you answered the question. Are you a little bit more sensitive to that kind of talk being out there, other than just the trash talk or whatever, actual strategic talk being out there, and do you think that could have an effect at all?
No, I mean, because I really don't think our guys, you know, we actually never put the game plan in until today, so I don't believe anybody's going to be talking exactly about what our game plan is. You know, so, yeah, you know, I mean, people aren't blind. We know what happened last game.
Rex, do you have an assessment of the Patriots' defensive line, considering their injuries, and besides Wolf, Work, and Warren, maybe some guys that weren't even with the team at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I'm not worried about their injuries. We lost Chris Jenkins for the entire season, so I don't know if they lost a guy bigger than that. So, you know, they got good football players in there. They're moving Big Vince around a little bit, playing him at end, and all that kind of stuff, but they're doing an excellent job. In fact, they're statistically they've improved since we played them last. So, I think they got some big guys. When you got Warren and Wolfork in there, I mean, they got some big guys. So, you know, they're hard to move, and those guys do a great job, especially, you know, in that two-gap style of play. They're awful hard to go up against.
Rex, one of the offensive weapons that you were referring to, I guess, or may not have referred to, was Danny Woodhead, a guy that was in your organization as well. When you see someone like that come back and kind of haunt you, A, what are your initial thoughts, and B, was there any thought about keeping him in your organization when you let him go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why we kept him. Remember, this guy was in football because of the New York Jets. Kept him around for 2 years, and he did well. They just had it was an excellent pickup for him. The fact that Kevin Falk went down, Danny Woodhead's skill set were similar to Kevin Falk, maybe not as well known to other people, but, because Kevin Falk's one of the great, backs, consistent back for a long time, but Danny's certainly an outstanding player. And he really is perfect for that system.
Do you think the rest of the league found out about Danny Woodhead after the Hard Knocks exposure that he got?
I don't think so. I think they could see the tape. He had like 150 yards rushing in one play in one preseason game against Philadelphia, and they probably saw that, you know, he was effective. He played quite a bit as a third down back in our playoff games. When we played San Diego and all that kind of stuff. He did a great job. So I think people were aware of Danny.
Did it gnaw at you at all to see him have the success that he did against your team?
Sure, it definitely did. It gnawed at me about his success, about Brady's success, about Welker's success, and everybody else. So it wasn't just a one-man show. If it was just one guy to key on, I think we'd be able to stop him. But, You know, when you got Branch and you got all these other guys, those two, you know, really those three tight ends. I mean, this is not an easy thing. You know, I think Danny benefits a lot from the talents around him as well. He does have a lot of talent himself, but I think he really benefits from the other weapons that they have.
Rick, I just have a couple more. Harry Bowe is a local guy, and just the way he's kind of progressed from, you know, undrafted to being, you know, pretty solid contributor for you guys.
Who's that? I'm sorry.
James Harry Bowe.
Yeah, just, you know, tough as nails guy. I know he's respected through the league with the kind of special teams performer he is, for sure. And you know, he's always a guy that's excited. He's a tough, physical type player. You know, and dishes out big hits almost every game. So, you know, we're proud that he's on our team.
We good, everybody?
What kind of weather are you dealing with in your neck of the woods right now?
We got about, I think, 8 inches of snow today or last night. So, I don't know what the weather's like there, but you know, we're dealing with some of that. You know, a lot of snow right now.
It's worse here, Rex, just for the record. And has it affected your plans or preparation?
He struggles in bad conditions. You know, go ahead and lay that one out there, too.
Yeah, he threw 6 touchdowns against the Titans in snow weather.
If Brady happens to win and has a good game, will you be taking your team to more Broadway plays in the future?
We might have to. Maybe that's what we need to do. We don't plan on losing, though.
Rex, one last thing, maybe on Mark Sanchez and his, you know, development now in his second year. Did you see him not only come of age last season, but maybe in that last series against the Colts when he brought you down in position to win the game?
Well, I just think he's, you know, he's really coming on. You expect young players to improve, you know, each year, and I think he's probably improved as much as anybody that I can remember. So, you know, he does the work off the field, you know, as well as on. He's a tireless worker, and you know, I think he's recognizing defenses better than he did last year. He knows our offense. It's become his offense, so we have a lot of confidence in Mark. His teammates have a lot of confidence in him, and I'll be excited to see him play this week.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.